Crows General Manager of Football, David Noble, joins us. Nobes, how are you? You got another deal done today.
We did, Bix. Yeah, g'day, Roey. Yeah, things have been going along really well. I think all things heading towards how we've planned things to unfold.
Were you happy with the price you paid? It was next year's second round pick?
Yeah, we were, Bix. So I think that, you know, if you look at it from a strategic perspective, now that you've got that future capacity to trade and manoeuvre your way around, you know, we can step into next year and you can then move into the following year. So we're certainly not frightened of being able to manoeuvre those picks. But look, I think Kirtley certainly in that is right around the mark as to what that value looks like. I mean, should we progress and play better next year and play finals again and get up the ladder, you know, that pick becomes less. So that's the, you know, the discussion that you have at list management.
Tell us about him, Nobes.
Yeah, look, he's a talent, got really good speed, got some really core strength, good tackler, good kick coming off half back and wing, and it's a real key need that we had, Rowie, and probably have done for a couple of years. We know that Charlie's sort of been able to add a heap of that toe and speed, particularly from a defensive point in our front half. So we certainly believe that Kirtley can move through a number of spots, particularly wing, competitive, loves to tackle, and look, has probably been, with all due respect, underdeveloped up in that environment.
So you're thinking a bit further up the ground. I know when he was at GWS, he was back pocket, took a lot of their kick-in, so you're thinking pushing up a bit further?
Yeah, we do. We'd like to think that the capacity for him to take the ball clean, use his speed, and then, you know, launch it inside 50 with the group we've got down there. They're probably when... I think the aspect that, you know, with the trade, is you're really after some specific elements, fixes of what you're after. And it's not all about the fact of those guys, when you get them, whether or not they're in and out of that team. There's a real specific need that if you're doing your due diligence around what you want to bring in specifically, then that caters to add into your team. And in this case with Kirtley, we believe the speed and the use of the ball off the wing particularly is the element that we're that we're missing.
Al Gore tick, Kirtley Hampton a big tick. Paul Seedsman, how close?
Look, close enough, I think, Roy. He certainly indicated to us that this is the his destination that he wants to come to. We're really excited that he selected us. It's a great tick in the box for the work that Reedy and the boys in Melbourne have done from that side of things. So, again, another guy that good use of the ball. Look, I think it is a matter of time before we're able to work out where that's going to land, but we're extremely confident that that'll get done.
What's the cost?
Well, we've offered something. It's not my liberty to tell you what we've offered, but obviously Collingwood haven't quite accepted it just yet. So
okay, then. So it sounds like there's something else you want to land before you land the Seedsman deal.
No, not really. No, I think it's just where we see his value. I think we're pretty close, and you know, I wouldn't say it who's going to blink first, but we believe that the value that we've offered is fair and reasonable, and we're hopeful that that deal will get done, you know, sooner rather than later. So I think we're in a really good spot at the end of the first week as to what we've done, and you know, we've executed really well.
And the story, the pitch you put to Seedsman, was it about him filling the need, that the one you pretty much talked about with Kirtley Hampton? Is that why he chose Adelaide, because he thought there's some real opportunity for him to be a first 18 player consistently?
Yeah, it was. And I think as alongside that, was he was really impressed with the development program that we've put in place and the capacity for what we've been able to build and the guys that we've had come in and the way that they've developed. You know, Jacobs, Lynch, Jenkins, you know, Ricky Henderson over a period of time. So we really believe that the foundations of what we've been able to put in place from development, not only the opportunity, because we know that he can play at the level, but it's the capacity for those guys with the right attitude, as you know, because when they come in the door, you're not gifting them games. They still have a clear understanding from talking to Pikey that, you know, you've still got to earn the right for your spot, but we believe that we can certainly squeeze a fair bit more out of Paul than what he's shown.
How real was the 13 and 28 to St Kilda for pick 5?
How real? Oh, look, it's a discussion, but I think what you have to weigh up, Rowie, is certainly where the real high top-end talent, you know, sort of breaks. I mean, that's the discussion that most clubs would have, is that how do you mitigate the risk of going right up to 5 versus what you're giving up in 13 and 28? So they're the elements that you have to decide, and you rely on your recruiting guys' absolute in that regard to give you the clear breakdown of what that talent looks like.
I guess the interesting when you look at it, if Treloar were to go to Collingwood and Collingwood gave up their pick seven and then to GWS, GWS would then have pick seven and eight. They've got some academy kids. Is it possible that seven and eight could disappear if they use them for academy picks and your pick nine could turn into pick seven?
Yeah, it's part of the reasoning or the reliance that I think, because there's so many complexities between the technicalities of all that stuff now.
We're finding that out, trying to get our heads around it.
Yeah, it certainly is the capacity that those academy guys get nominated, they bid for it, and then I guess the live talent that's available then brings you a bit higher up the order. So, that's certainly part of our thinking in regards to what that looks like.
The reason we're all excited about pick five, if Crows were to get that, there's a couple of good local lads, but you're not going to declare that hand. Did you throw nine in there instead of 13 to lure St Kilda?
No, not at all. I mean, I guess what it's allowed us to do at the moment, it's just allowed us to sit back and see what clubs are prepared to offer. If we believe that we're good planners and, don't have to rush things and you don't get too caught up. You can easily get shifted offline, Rory, I think, as to what your overall net strategy is at the result at the end of the trade. You know, I've always been a believer that it's not about the trade in isolation. So it's not just about the fact that we did a terrific trade for Dangerfield. It's then about what you can actually complete the rest of the trade period and what that looks like in its net result.
Okay. If you get Seedsman in, then how many draft picks will you need for the national draft?
You need to comply. You need to have three, which includes an elevation. So you can have an elevated rookie that complies. So every year we have to comply with the AFL to have three new selections. So, we can have 9, 13 and 28 and have an elevation of, say, Jake Kelly. That gives you four. So you can have two picks and Jake is an elevation and that allows you to comply.
Okay. So at the moment you've got 9, 13, 28, 32, 50. From that, I guess, if...
50's gone to Geelong.
Oh, sorry, that's right. So you've got four at the moment. So, and if you elevate Jake Kelly, there might be some consolidation of those picks. That's still on the table, I guess.
Yeah, so, again, you've got the 32 and 28 you might be able to do something with. There's now the capacity to sort of deal in futures a bit. That's an interesting one at the moment, is to particularly the clubs that have got the four academies that need the points. That's the interesting piece, which at the moment is sort of playing out a bit with clubs, those four clubs particularly trying to load up with where their value might be, which allows you an opportunity to maybe move into that market.
So just on that, with the academy clubs and loading up on points, in the end, the Sydneys and the Brisbans, they don't care what number is alongside the pick. In the end,
no.
So Sydney have got pick 14 and that's valued at 1,150 points or something like that. I just got it in front of me. It's 1,161. If you package up 28 and 32 and whatever, and that adds up to more points, they're happy to give 14 up if it's only going to go to an academy player anyway.
Yeah, the issue that you have, because there's a point value now attached to those picks, it has to look from an AFL perspective that it's commercially viable.
Mm-hmm.
So, you can't over-gift points for the sake of getting another pick. But if the trade is, in this case, as you're saying, the example, if it's in Sydney's favour by a few points or a few hundred points, then they may actually grab those points. It might stop them from losing an additional third round point when they actually have to bid the points.
So you're halfway. It'd be fair to say Seedsman's a priority. You'll get him in. You're confident of that. You may shuffle picks and that's it.
Pretty close. Yeah, we're very happy. I think from the start with Paddy, our three key strategies, Rowie, was really to have a capacity to trade Patrick rather than take compensation or nothing.
Yep, that's a tick.
Take speed into our next year's pool. So we think we're a fair way down the path of that. And having three picks inside 30. The recruiting guys are really keen to say, look at where we were at 13 and 32. We wanted to get up and inside that 30. And we've been able to wrestle our way inside three picks inside 30.
Mm. Sam Kerridge, what's happening with him?
Yeah, Carlton have got some strong interest there, Vic. So we've had a contract offer on the table with Sam. So I guess at the moment he's exploring his options with that. But I think that's probably going to play out mid to late next week. So yeah, so that's where that one is. Mm.
And Donny Pike's got some coaching irons in the fire for assistants and development coaches?
Yeah, we, apart from, I reckon he's probably got the most number of frequent flyer points in about 4 days we could possibly give him. But Pikey headed home yesterday, so he's in the process at the moment, Rowie, of just working through the calibre of the group that he's got, what he needs, and yeah, he'll work through some interviews over the next week to 2 weeks to land those two coaching roles that we've got on offer.
We got this snoozer called Whispers. He said, Jared Schofield, is he off the mark? Because we'd like to smack him around the ears, old Whispers.
I think it'd be inappropriate to comment on anyone specifically. But there's a number of guys that we're just in the process of discussing. Not that we haven't made anyone an offer, that's really clear. But certainly in the process of talking to a number of really high-end candidates.
And one last one. Well done on Crouch, Shaw and Greg. They're all done. I think you've signed everyone you wanted to. Daniel Talia, is there a long-term deal tabled there? That was another rumour or story?
It's possible. I don't know that we've necessarily got anything completely on the go just at the moment. But those high-end guys, because I think now that you've got the group settled with what you're after, probably getting through this trade period, I reckon, Rowie, you then start to look at that next phase of where you're going. He would be one that we would be keen to target long-term, there's no doubt. So I think this period, it rolls in a bit of a cycle. You've got this, mad rush at the moment with a few ducks swimming around in a mad rush underneath. And then once you get through this period, you then start to look at where is your next priority going between now and Christmas. Yep. And obviously Daniel would sort of be in that bucket.
Sorry. Just one last one, though, because I do this a bit. But it was great that Tex Walker before Christmas committed last year, being out that next year, which was this year. Would Brad Crouch likely to do the same?
He's in the same bucket as DT. You'd certainly be looking to prioritise where that group is, and he's one of that group that you would sit down and assess where they're currently at going forward.
Beautiful.
So, anyway, we'll wait and see how things pan out in the remaining week.
Well, David, you got 5 days left. Let's hope you're able to land the players that you want, get the picks that you want, and, so then you'll be able to sit back and then, I guess, cast your attention to some of those other things you mentioned with Brad Crouch and Daniel Talia.
Yeah, no worries, Bix. It's been a terrific start. We said that we'd drive a really good deal with Paddy. We're extremely comfortable with where we've landed, and I think bringing the extra speed in, and as I said, the net result of all of that that trading at the end of next Thursday will be the result of which we judge by.
Well done, Nobes. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys.
David Noble there. Yeah. Well, double thumbs up, I think.
Well, he's pretty happy with what they've done in it. Look, if you go by the measure, what they were after. And they're after three picks inside 30, which they've pretty much got that already. If you look at the speed, Hampton, Seedsman and Gore all have speed. And they wanted to trade rather than lose Paddy for nothing. So
they're double thumbs up. Hmm. So what are you worrying about?
Well,
you still don't think they did the right deal with Danger?
Well, in the end, that's
they've done a great job.
Have thought that's a low bar to say we want to trade rather than take a free agency. That was done. I'm just saying I want a bit more. That's all. Now, have I said they've done a terrible deal? No, I reckon they probably got market value. Sorry, not market value. They got what most people thought they would get. Mm. But is it poor of me to want my club to get overs? It's not.